Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Baad, my dear brothers and sisters, just a quick reminder about Ashura. Inshallah, in India, this will be on Saturday, which is 10th Muharram. And fasting on that day is mustahab. It is something which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always did, and therefore it is important to do it. I thought I can't do better than read from what one of our dear friends and Asatida has sent us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, Hafiz Sayyid Abdul Aziz Qadri from the IFCO Corporate Center Masjid in Dubai. He says the Arabic word Ashura is based on Ashar, which means 10. Hence, as a religious term, Ashura stands for the 10th of Muharram. It used to be known as one of the most sacred and greatest days, even in the pre-Islamic Arabia. It was the day of Ashura only, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala annihilated Firaun and his army and freed the followers of Musa alayhi salam from their cruelty. Muslim scholars further say that it was this great day when the followers of Nuh alayhi salam were saved from drowning in the devastating flood, and their divinely protected ark navigated them to a safer place on Mount Judi. Thanks to these and other similar reasons, people in the pre-Islamic Arabia also used to fast on this day and would also change the cover of the Kaaba on this day. Some brothers say that fasting on this great day started after the noble prophet's migration to Medina. Moreover, they say it began when he came to know the significance of 10th Muharram from the local Jews who used to fast on Ashura day. Such a claim is absurd because authentic ahadith tell us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was well aware of its importance long before he saw the Jews in Medina fasting on the day of Ashura. He was not only aware of its significance but also used to fast on this day long before he migrated to Medina. His wife, our mother Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha, reports that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on Ashura during his life in Makkah. He had even declared fasting on this day to be obligatory. However, after the migration, after Hijrah, when Ramadan's fasting was declared obligatory, fasting on 10th Muharram became optional. This authentic hadith clearly dispels the misunderstanding of those who claim that Rasulullah ﷺ started fasting on Ashura after learning its importance from the Jews of Medina. Had this been true, he would not have fasted in Makkah before his migration. From this, we also learn that Rasulullah ﷺ observed the Ashura fast, meaning he fasted on this day throughout his prophetic life. This detail clearly shows that the significance of this day has nothing to do with the Shahada, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu, who was one of the two honorable grandsons of the Prophet ﷺ. It is a coincidence that he and a number of his esteemed family members were assassinated on the day of Ashura in Karbala, of what was then Iraq. The importance of Ashura in Islam has nothing to do with his martyrdom. Even he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, used to fast on this day during his life. The significance is clear by the fact that during his blessed life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted during this day. His cousin Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reports that after the fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak and Arafah, it was the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, on which Rasulullah ﷺ used to fast eagerly and regularly. Moreover, he used to encourage Muslims as well to voluntarily observe a fast on this occasion, saying, "I sincerely expect from Allah that He will forgive the minor sins committed during the last year of those Muslims who fast on the 10th of Muharram, inshallah." Our teacher, Sayyid Abdul Aziz Qadri, goes on to say, before wrapping up, let me quote today's final but very important Hadith Sharif. Reporting it, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast on the day of Ashura, and he used to command Muslims to fast as well. Once they asked him, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jews deeply honor the Ashura day by observing one fast in it. Shouldn't we be different from them on this issue?" Hearing it, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If I live to see the next year, we will inshallah fast one more day along with the Ashura one." However, before the arrival of next year's Ashura, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. Although observing only one fast on the day of Ashura is permissible, but due to the preceding Hadith Sharif, the religious scholars recommend that we should observe an additional fast either one day before it or one day after it. Coming Saturday is the Ashura day, the 10th of Muharram in the UAE. In India, it will be on the 10th will be on Sunday. So we can fast the additional fast on the 9th and 10th, which in India will be Saturday and Sunday, and UAE will be Friday and Saturday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fast, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trust, guide us all to fast on this great day. I'm going to send the note from him also with this Fajr reminder, so you can read all that I have said here. In that, the references to the ahadith and all of that are given here. It's very important to understand that one of the important things is that, which he also mentions here, he says that Muslims in the subcontinent follow several restrictions concerning diet, marriage and self-grooming on this day. All these restrictions are self-imposed because no valid Shari'i evidence demands them. Sadly, various questionable messages related with Ashura are in circulation on WhatsApp, Facebook and so on, describing this importance, claiming that it was the day of Ashura in which Adam alayhi salam was created, his repentance was accepted by Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam was born, Qiyamah will take place, whoever takes a bath on this day will never get ill, whoever spends generously on his family will be blessed, and so on and so forth. The research scholars on hadith literature state that nothing from these half a dozen claims is mentioned in the Quran or in the Sahih hadith. So we should not believe any of these things. And the reference to that is also given. The same thing applies to any kind of practices that are done specifically on this day, like cooking some special foods and so on and so forth. All of these things are reprehensible bid'at, and therefore they should not be indulgent. As far as Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu's shahadat is concerned, as we said, it is something which happened on this particular day. But very important for us to understand that the shahadat of Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu is a day where truth triumphed over falsehood. His shahadat is the winning of truth over falsehood. So as far as we are concerned, we meaning all of us Muslims, it is not a day which we should mourn. It's not a day of sadness. It is not a day for mourning. It's a day, alhamdulillah, where the grandson of Rasulullah stood for the religion of his grandfather, his own religion and all our religion, which is Islam, and refused to bow down to the oppression and the jabber of Yazid. And therefore, the fact that he was martyred is a sign of the victory of Islam over falsehood. So I think this is an important thing to remember. It's not a day of matam. Second thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned in the Quran that the shuhada, and Sayyidina Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu is one of the greatest of the shuhada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically said that the shuhada are not dead. La tahsabanna alladhina qutilu fi sabilillahi amwata bal ahya'um inda rabbihim yurzaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these shuhada are people, he said, do not believe that these those who are killed, do not believe that those who are killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. They are not dead, they are alive, and they are with their Rabb, and they receive rizq from their Rabb, they receive sustenance from their Rabb. And also in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the same thing, where he said that, do not believe that the shuhada are dead. So therefore, when Sayyidina Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu, alhamdulillah, is alive and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receiving sustenance from his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and give him the highest darajat, where is the question of mourning that? That is something for us to rejoice in, and something for us to wish that when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also go in this way where we have stood up against falsehood and we have had the courage to stand up for the truth, even if it meant sacrificing or giving our lives in that path. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to never to be displeased with us, and to grant us the correct understanding of his deen, and to grant us this, that we practice this deen in a way which is pleasing to him Jalla Jalaluhu and which will be a source of benefit for us when we meet him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.